Parshas Naso is the largest parsha in the Torah. Parshas Naso has how many psukim?
176.
So let's start with a little drush. What else has 176? Where else does that number come up? Perek Kuf Yotes in Tehillim. There are 176 psukim in that perek. That's a long perek where it has eight psukim for each letter of the Aleph Beis. What else? Kuf Ayin. What other? Where else do we have the number 176? Masechta Bava Basra. Masechta Bava Basra has Kuf Ayin Vav Dafin. So what is the significance that Parshas Naso and Parshas and Tehillim and Bava Basra? So I think the Jewish is very simple, is that in by the way, Parshas Naso is right after Shavuos, so it represents the beginning of Limud HaTorah. After that's what all the Mepharshim. The reason why it's a large parsha is after we've been recharged after Shavuos. So right away, there's a ribuy in Torah. The Musar Haskel is that there are people that are very big Talmidei Chachamim. They have a lot of Torah. After Shavuos, after the Mekabel of the Torah comes to Parshas Naso, they have the most psukim, the most Torah knowledge. But when it comes to Chassidus, Tehillim is a sefer of Chassidus, David HaMelech, Shomer Nafshi Ki Chosidoni. It represents a generosity of spirit, to be a good person, to do Lefnim Meshur Sadin. Unfortunately, they are lacking. Bava Basra represents the concept of Parnosa, represents integrity in business. Bava Basra deals with all the laws of Chazakah, a lot of Hezekiah. Bava Basra deals primarily with business transactions. Nezakin, it's the seam of the three Mesechus of Nezakin, Bava Kamba, Bava Basra, it deals a lot with business. So the Musa Haskell is a person, in order to be a Sholem, you have to have three. V'chut ha-meshulash lo merinosek, a person that has to be honest, have to have integrity in business, has to be a Bal Midos, which is Tehillim, and has to be a Talmud Chacham. If you're missing one of these three things, you are incomplete. A person that's a very big, very good heart, but is not a Talmud Chacham, doesn't know what to do, it's very dangerous. A person that's very honest in business, good, very good, that's absolutely wonderful, but you have to be a Chosid. You have to do Tztaka, Lamala, you have to Davin, you have to have Emuna, you have to also be a Talmud Chacham. In order to be a Sholem, there has to be these three things. Torah, Chassidus, which means Midos. I think Chassidus really is more synonymous with Midos, Toivos, and integrity. Integrity in Masa, the Matan, and that is why these three sections of Torah all share a common denominator of a ribuy of Kuf Ayin Vav. It's a message. They're telling us you have to link these three together. A person to be a Sholem has to have integrity, has to be a good person, a good Bal Midos, and has to also work on being a Talmud Chacham. Okay, let's go to another idea. Let's discuss the idea of Nazir. Nazir represents the concept of Chinuch. There are many references to Nazir that serve as instruction of how a person should be Mechanech. What chinuch is all about? It's brought down. There's a pasuk. I don't know where the pasuk is. That it's mashma that in time of Chazal, time of the Torah, children, adolescents will all be mekabel upon themselves a term of nazirus. It was part of the growing up process. Every person in their life, when they would develop, they would be in yeshiva, they would go through a period of nazirus. Now, what is nazirus? The parasha begins ish kiyafli, unusual term, ish kiyaf, ish oy isha. Let me find the pasuk. Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yamart alehem ish oy isha ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir lahashem. So the first term is ki yafli. Farshim are very disturbed. Why do we use the expression ki yafli? Yafli means literally a wonder. A person does something wondrous.
Pella.
It's interpreted, it's translated simply to express. Yafli is a term which means to utter. And after here we learn the halacha that nidarim cannot be accepted with machshava. In order for a person to be, to make a neder, he has to articulate, he has to express, utter, must come out of his mouth. Yafli literally means to express yourself. But the fact that Torah chose with yafli is also hinting to us deeper things. What is Yafli? We say every day in Asher Yatzar, Refechol Basar Mafli Lasa. So the Mechaber, the Ramah, and Shulchan Aruch explains what Yafli Pela is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is Mechaber Ruchnius with Gashmi. It's the greatest Pela, wonder in this world, is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to take the Neshama, which is 100% spiritual, and attach it to a body which is 100% physical. And that's the Pella. And that human being lives a whole life where the Neshama and the Guf are intertwined. And if Chas V'Shalom, something goes wrong, then the Neshama, that's the theme of Asher Yatzar, then the Neshama can leave the Guf. But if things go the way as planned, it's a Pella. Umafli la'asos. If we take that idea and we plug it into the parasha of Nazir, it's telling us that the entire purpose of a Nazir is to take Gashmias and to inject within the Gashmias Ruchnias. What does this mean? Simply, on a very simple level, what does a Nazir do for the first for his term of Nazirus? He grows long hair. Growing long hair, now we don't really understand, we don't really relate to this. Growing long hair only means 30 days. 30 days, most people, they don't get a haircut even for 6 weeks. 5 weeks, it's not like a big deal. But in Chazal's understanding, growing long hair represents enjoying your life. It represents feeling good about yourself. You look good. You dress well. Yosef, when he was in Mitzrayim, Chazal criticized that here your father is suffering, and you're being misal silbasal. So what is that? What's the deeper meaning? Just you're curling your hair. It means you eat well. You look good. You enjoy life. Misal sol basaro is a mashal of you, at least on the outside, you indulge in this world. So on the one hand we have a contradiction. On the one hand we have a nazir. The nazir on the one hand is growing long hair, which means that to the outside, to his appearance, he's indulging in this world, he's enjoying this world. And there are no limitations. A nazir, if he wants, he can eat good food, he can have a good drink, he can enjoy and have a good life. But there are limitations. What are the limitations? Al nefesh meis lo yavo, and may not drink a product of the vine. Which is teaching the nazir, you have to learn to balance ruchnius with gashmius. On the one hand, you have a license to indulge. Now, growing long hair is just a mashal. It's something which he does, but it definitely sets a tone. It puts him in a frame of mind. You know, you have long hair. We know that today. A person has, you dress well, you look good, you have a good life. Yeah, your attitude is to enjoy life. But on the other hand, you're in a semi-tinus. I can't drink wine. I can't enjoy good food. I can't enjoy. I can't intoxicate. I can't drink shechar. Things which bring about intoxication. Furthermore, I'm like a Kohen Gadol. I can't contaminate myself. Be very careful where I go. It's a very complex balance or contradiction. The lifestyle is very complicated. It's a contradiction. On the one hand, the Torah is telling you enjoy yourself. But on the other hand, you have to have a tinus every single day. You have to. You can't be careful not to contaminate yourself to the dead. You're just like a kohen. You're a very holy person. Furthermore, you're not allowed to drink yayin. You have to abstain from the good things in this world. There's a very difficult balance between ruchnius and gashmius, and this is exactly what the Torah wants to do to the Nazir. The Torah wants to basically torture the Nazir. We want you to train yourself to know the balance of when you should indulge and when you shall abstain. And the contradiction in the halachas of a Nazir forces a person to deal with conflicts in his life. That is the ultimate training ground for a person. On the one hand, yes, I'm in a frame of mind where I'm going to enjoy this world. Masalsal Basaras. But on the other hand, I have to know I'm severely limited in what I can do in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's hard. That's very hard, and that is exactly what the tafkid of a nazir is: balance, discipline. Discipline, take ruchnius and gashmius, bring them together, learn how to deal with them both in a balanced, measured way. That's why the parasha begins, Ish ki yafli lindar neder nazir la Hashem. You're going to put yourself now in a very difficult situation where you're going to have contradictions. It's going to be a pella, just like we say every single day, Rafei Chol Basar Mafli Lasos. It is a pella how HaKadosh Baruch was able to be mechaber ruchnius with gashmius, the neshama with the guf. You in your life are going to put yourself in a state of contradictions and learn how to properly balance those two extremes, and then when it's over, you'll then know how to deal in life even without, when all of the restrictions have been lifted. So this is, I think, an idea, a very important idea in what chinuch is all about. Now let's go to another idea. I once mentioned to you the idea of I once heard from a Talmud Chacham, how should a person mechanech his children to learn, to give tzedakah? Let's take a classic example. A person comes to shul. He has a little child, he has a child that's 5, 6 years old, he wants to teach him, but you give tzedakah. You give tzedakah in shul, there's a tzedakah box in the pushka, so how are you mechanech your children to give tzedakah? Sure. Yes, the average person, so you give the child, here's a quarter, go to the pushka and put the quarter in the pushka. So this Talmud Chacham, Sparky, says, this is dead wrong. This is the biggest mistake in chinuch. The first mistake, and from here follows all the other mistakes. Another example. Come to shul, you want to teach your children how to daven. So when you sit with him, and you show him the place, Shema, now you say this, now you say this, now you say this. So what's going to happen? This child will grow up, and when he'll have a child, he'll give him a quarter, and he'll tell him, put the quarter in the pushka. He'll have a child, and he'll take his child to shul, and he'll sit with his child, and instead of davening, he'll teach his child, now you say this, now you say this, now you say this. The ideal way of a person to mechanech a child is to take your child to shul, to sit quietly, and you should take a quarter out of your pocket, and you should go and put the quarter in the pushka, and make sure your child is watching. Don't say anything. Don't tell him to put the money in the pushka. Just say, oh, now I have to give tzedakah. And you take the quarter, you go, and you put, not the child. When the child will grow and become an adult, he'll also give tzedakah. If you take your child to shul and you'll sit down with him, and you won't go in every 2 seconds, fight with him and tell him to do this, but you will daven the way a person should daven, and he will observe. It's natural, the child will follow in your ways. That's the ideal way. Chinuch, 95% of chinuch is through imitation. If a child will imitate what his father does, if the father is doing the right thing, naturally the child will want to imitate the father and follow in that way. If the father does nothing, and the father just screams at the child and says, you do this, you do this, you do this, so the child says back, and what about you? The child may not say this, but the child observes in his mind that the father does nothing, so that's not. Now, where does this idea come from? So it comes from this week's parsha. It's an incredible insight. If you only came for this, it's Kedai. Incredible insight in the Haftarah. Unbelievable pasuk. We have in the pasuk of Manoach. Manoach has a wife, the Ishtaya Karavalo Yolada, and suddenly the Malach Elohim comes and tells her, guess what? Ki hinoch hara v'yoladet bein. You can have a child. Umayrolo yala roisha. And this child, I want to tell you, I want him to be a nazir. I want this child to be a nazir. Umayrolo yala al roisha. A razor may not come upon his head. Ki nazir elokim yi hanar min habaten. For who yachel ha'ishiyas shol miyad polishim, he's going to save Klal Yisrael. So what happens? Manoach's wife, Vatavoha isha vatomel isha, Lamar, guess what? Ish Lakim boy lai. A malach came and he told me, Vayomali, hino charov yiladet bein, and he told me, Al tisht yayin v'shechar, v'al toichli kol tuma, I should not eat, drink wine or any intoxicating beverage. I should not come in contact with tuma. Ki nizir elakim yi hanar min habeten ad yomos. Okay, very good. a gilui, we have a revelation from Malach that Menach's wife is going to have a child. And the child is going to be a Nazir starting from right now. Now we have something very bizarre. Vayetam noyachel Hashem vayomar, be Hashem. Send back the Malach. I have a few questions to ask him. That's what he does. Be Hashem, Ishulakim Hashem Shalachta, Yovoy no oideleinu. Send him back and let him give us instructions how to raise such a child. I don't have the first thing what to do. They didn't have in those days courses for parents. You know, there are children at risk. But more than there are children at risk, there are parents at risk. For every child at risk, there's at least two parents at risk. So I don't know how to parent my child. What am I going to do? V'yareinu ma'nasa l'nar hayulot. So v'yishma l'okim v'kol monoyach v'yavah malach l'okim v'yada l'yisha. V'yir shem v'spas sodeh. U'monoyach yishas enimah. The malach comes. Okay, we'll jump ahead. The malach, the monoyach sings the malach, and he says, what should v'yomer, and he says to him, what should I do? V'yomer monoyach. Ata yavoy divodecha, halavai, you should be correct, I have a child. But ma yihyen mishpat hanar maseh, what should I do? How shall I raise such a holy child who will be the one that will save Klal Yisrael? Vayoyim malach Hashem u'menoyach, mikol asher amarti el hu yisha tishomer. Whatever I told your wife, do. Nikol asher yetzini evna yayin lo tzoychal v'yayin v'shechal al teish v'chol tumo lo al tzoychal. Kol asher tzivisiyo tishmor. And that's it. The Malach says, you want to know how to raise the child? I already told your wife. Whatever I told your wife yesterday, that's what you should do. So the question is, so what did he accomplish, Manoach? Manoach was mispalo that a Malach should come and teach him how to be mechanech his child. The Malach comes and says to him, I already told you yesterday exactly what to do. So leave me alone, why are you wasting my time and make me come back to you and tell you I gave you instructions? So if I'm not mistaken, Rav Schwab says this, that snapshot on the Pasuk. When the Pasuk, Manoach asked the Malach, what should I do? The Malach says, you know what you should do? Vayomer Malach al Hashem Manoach, you want to raise your child? Mikol asher amarti el ho isha tishomer. You, the father, do the same thing. I told your wife, you're going to have a child who's going to be a Nazir. You don't know the first thing, how do you raise a Nazir? Nazir for dummies. What do you do? I need a guide, an online guide. There is no online guide. How to raise a Nazir for dummies. So what does the Malach say to him? You want to raise the one instruction manual to raise your child? You be a Nazir. Everything I told your wife to do for your child, you do.
So he was also.
And if you'll be a Nazir, then Mela, your child will follow, will imitate you, will be a Nazir, you'll have no problem. If you're not going to be a Nazir, and you're going to tell your child to be a Nazir, the child will say, Father, why can't I drink wine? Why can't I cut my hair? Why am I different than you? What are you trying to do to me? What kind of nonsense is this? Mm-hmm. But when the child sees that the father is a Nazir, the father lives this life, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to tell the child to do anything. He will naturally follow in the way of his father. And he translates the pasuk Mikol Asher Yetzim Migev Nayan Loisa. Doesn't mean Tishomer, guard what I told your wife you shall do to your son. No, Tishomer means you, Manoach, shall guard these rules. Mikol Asher Yetzim Migev Nayan Loisechal, you shall not eat. V'yayin v'sheich al teish, you shall not drink. V'chol tumo al toichal, you shall not eat. Kol asher tzivisiyo tishmor, you are Noach. And memela, it will overflow, will trickle down to your son. It's an amazing insight into chinuch habanim. What's so amazing is the whole idea of Nazir is 100% about chinuch. Every drop of Nazir, look in the Mepharshim, Nazir is the model of chinuch. When experts, Jewish experts, want to study how one shall go about in yoni chinuch, they study the parasha of Nazir. the Haftorah fills in possibly the most important detail that's not in the Torah. And that is, you want the child, you want to be mechanech the child. The first, the most important thing is, the parents have to hold to the same standard. And then, mimeila, all of the mussar, and the lessons, and the expertise, and all of the tools and technology that you're willing to invest in your child will come, will be of value. But if you're not going to tishomer, it's worthless. And that's the mussar. The classic mussar is, you want to give tztaka, you want to teach how to give tztaka, you give the tztaka by example, and let them watch. If you learn at home, you have a seder of learning, and they watch, it means something. If you don't do anything, and you tell them, you send them off, that is not a very good model for chinuch. Now, following along those lines, there's another important idea from the Alshech that expresses the importance of chinuch, the ideas of chinuch that were taken from the Nazir. When the Nazir finishes his term, the Torah says, V'achar yishte ha-Nazir yayin. So the obvious question is, if the term is over, and he shaved his hair, and he brought his korbanos, he is no longer a Nazir. So why does the Pasuk say V'achar, when this entire process is over, yishte ha-Nazir yayin, why is he called a Nazir? V'achar yishte na-yayin. He's no longer a Nazir. And the answer the Alshach gives is, once a Nazir, you're always a Nazir. When a person goes through the experience of Nazirus, even though now technically you don't have the laws of Nazirus, but the influence, the experience of being a Nazir, that stays with you forever. Yesterday, towards the evening, I went to a Ne'ilas HaChag, a certain yeshiva in my neighborhood, around the corner from me. So they had Nilas Achak. So between Mincha and Maariv, I went down to hear the Rosh Yeshiva speak. So he spoke. He didn't poke on this pasuk, but he said that people, they go to yeshiva, they learn there a couple of years. Not everyone is the best talmid. They don't, when they leave yeshiva, they go out into the world, they don't necessarily remember everything they learned. Sometimes they don't remember anything they learned. They learn a couple of daf, a couple of farshim. So what have they taken away from the yeshiva? The experience. It becomes part of them, the atmosphere of the yeshiva, the Yerushalayim, the hashkafa, the she'ifas. That's the ikar to a certain degree, because learning, you can learn anywhere you can learn. You can learn, and learning, so not everyone is zochah to remember everything that they learn. Everyone has a different level of learning. But the ikar tafkid of a yeshiva is to impress upon a student an atmosphere, a she'ifa, an attachment to a mokoyim that is growing in Yerushalayim and Avodas Hashem. That's exactly what the Torah is teaching us about Nazir. The Nazir is the essence of chinuch. What is the goal? What is the goal of mechanchim when they look down long term, when the chinuch is over, after the student leaves, he goes out to work, he goes out to wherever he goes. What do we want? He's going to be yishtem yayin. In yeshiva, everything is aser. You can't do anything. You can't go dalet amos without getting into trouble. Eventually, don't worry. When it's all over, you can do whatever you want. Yishtem yayin. Ke yayin, you can substitute yayin for every dover aser that you want, that you can't do in yeshiva. Eventually, it's going to be yishtem yayin. No one's going to be watching, do whatever you want. The goal is that when the student leaves the environment of chinuch, whether it's parents' chinuch, whether it's the chinuch of a yeshiva, an institution, the goal is yishte ha-nozir yai. You shall always stay with you this idea, this concept of being a nozir. You can do, you'll do what you have to do. I mean, not chas v'shalom do na'aveiro, be a ganav, chas v'shalom. But when will come a time in life where it will be different, you will be involved in other things, which of course mutter, but it's outside the dalet amos of your environment, your safe environment of chinuch, you shall always be in the matziv of a nozir. Yishte ha-nozir yain. That never leaves you.
We can also say that by drinking wine after it's over,
yeah,
showing that they really would have liked to have.
Right, that's the pasuk shot, right. That's the pasuk shot, right. That's a very, very similar pasuk, like you drink a beer for Havdalah, Mitzoy Pesach. You show the reason why we did not eat chametz is not because we don't like chametz, it's because we're not allowed to. Our first opportunity we're going to. That's another approach. That's a whole entirely different idea. But this from the Alshul is a very deep idea, is that the experience of being a Nazir must remain with you for the rest of your life. Not the halachas, not the details, but the experience that has to remain. Now another very important idea, a person, this is a very good idea for a dinner. Someone could speak by a dinner demanding all the people in attendance write out a very nice check. What does the Nazir do when the term of the Nazirus is over? He has to bring bread. In addition to the three korbanos, he brings sal matzos. He brings bread. Okay, he brings the zroy b'sheila. And then he... V'hikri v'akoyin lefnei Hashem v'yosez achazit yisalosov v'yesho ayl yasez zevach shalom l'Hashem al sal hamatzos. Okay, he has to bring matzos. In addition to bringing the korbanos that come at the end of the term of the Zeus, he has to bring a basket of matzos, 20 matzos. And the Farshim point out that there's a very striking similarity between the Nazir, the end of the Nazir, and a korban toida. A korban toida, you bring an animal with bread. And you have also here something very unique, that you only can eat the bread for one day and one night. Just like a korban toida. All shlamim you can eat for 2 days and one night. But a nazir can only eat its bread for one day and one night, just like a toda can only be eaten for one day and one night. And the deeper meaning is that the student, the product, Torah here is teaching a person who is a product of an institution or of a center of chinuch, when it's over, don't ever forget. You have a duty to give hoidah, shavach v'hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and part of that shavach v'hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu translates in supporting the institution that made you who you are. And when it's over, the term is over, the Torah could have just said, no, you bring a carbon. You have what all the little midrash, what's the breads? What's the toida? What are you thanking? Who are you thanking? You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave you an opportunity to have this degree of education, this Jewish education. And you have that duty when it's over to reciprocate. I was given an opportunity, someone took an interest in educating me and providing for me a Jewish education, and I've gone through the entire term, it's over. I now have a duty to reciprocate and bring a carbon toda to the institution, the Sal HaMatzah. It's a very good chomer l'Jewish for yeshiva dinner, because Nazir is all about chinuch from beginning to end. And when the chinuch is over, he doesn't just bring korbanos. He brings a carbon toida. And that carbon toida is teaching a person, you have a responsibility now to give shavach v'hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the people that help you come along. One other idea of chinuch, a very interesting idea of chinuch that is extracted from the parish of Toidah, is when it says in the pasuk kadosh yihiyah. One of the most bizarre things about Toidah is it does the nazir, it does not anywhere say how long the term of nazirus lasts. We know from the Gemara, stam nazirus is 30 days. And it's shocking that the makar for this halacha is a gematria. One of the handful number of gematrias you have in the entire Torah, kadosh yihiyah. The word yihiyah is begematria 30. Right? Two yuds, two hays, is 30. That's the source that the default term of nazirus is exactly 30 days. So the question is, why couldn't the Torah say it? Why is the Torah beating around the bush? And the answer is because the Torah is teaching you nazirus is chinuch. And you cannot generalize when it comes to chinuch. It's not one size fits all. It's not a cookie cutter. This kadosh yihiyah. Every person in their life has to have a tkufa, a period of holiness. Meaning, dedicate himself to train himself in ways of holiness. How long will that last? Torah doesn't say. The average term is 30 days. But it's different for everyone. Everyone is different. And in fact, when it says, when the term is over, it says, milos. When the term of the zos toras hanozir, biyohom, milos, yimei nizro. When it's concluded, when it's filled up. The Torah is purposely vague in defining how long this term of nizirus lasts. Because one cannot generalize when it comes to chinuch. Every single person is different. Okay, that pretty much concludes our discussion of nizirus. Let's go discuss Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim is a beautiful inyan of Birchas Kohanim. Let me start with idea, a short idea, which made an impression on me. Every day we say Shemona Esrei. Hakel, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov. What's the order? Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. When we conclude the first bracha, how do we finish off? Baruch. The end of the bracha is Melech Ozer Umoshia Umogain. What's the last word? Mogain. Who is Mogain referring to? Avraham. How do I know Avraham is Mogain? Mogain Avraham. I mean, you can't wiggle around here. This is etched in stone. Baruch Atah Hashem Mogain Avraham. And if the last words of Mogain Avraham is Avraham, so the last word of Hashem is our concluding expression of the first bracha. Hashem is a Melech Ozer Umoshia Umogain. And we began with the Avos, we are going to conclude with the Avos. And which of the Avos we're going to conclude with last is Mogain, the last is Avraham. Who is second to last? Umoshia. And what's third to last? Ozer. Seemingly, if you look at the lives of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, it would be more appropriate to connect Ozer to Yaakov and Moshia to Yitzhak. Yitzchak was about to be slaughtered at the Akedah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of nowhere, came and saved him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Moshiach. He was a Moshiach, according to Chazal, means you do nothing. You do nothing, and someone comes along and saves you. Ozer has a connotation where Hashem helps those who help yourself. You want to make a parnasa? Get a job. You have a job, you're working, I'll help you. While you're working, things will work out. But if you're going to sit home, nothing's going to happen. Money's not going to come into the bank account if you're going to sit home and do nothing. You have to be involved. If you're involved, Ozer, I will assist. Yaakov Avinu was a life of shtadlus. Yaakov Avinu went to Lavan, he worked for 14 years and another 6 years. He had 12 children and 2 wives, and he dealt with Esav. Yaakov was a life of hishtadlus, of effort. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was at his side, was his oizer, was assisting him. Yitzchak was oila tamima, was begeder, he was stationary, more or less. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and assisted him in what he needed. So we take these last three words of the Shemoneh Esrei, Melech Ozer, Ozer is Yaakov, Umoshia is Yitzchak, Umogain is Avraham. So look what we're doing. We're going backwards. We start off, okay, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And we come to the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, we go Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avraham. Why? Because in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, what we're really doing is we're setting up Shabbos. When we begin the Shemoneh Esrei, we're setting up the Hashpah of the Avos. We're not asking for anything in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avosei Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov. We have not yet made a request. We have just establishing a certain atmosphere, a certain environment. Then, when we come to make the request, Hashem, you know, we need your help. Don't just leave us standing here. Help. Then we work backwards. So what was the last thing that we did? Ozer, Yaakov, we go first in, last out. Computer term, right? First in, last out. Melech Ozer Moshe Magen. What? Accounting term? I didn't take much accounting life. And the computer is one of the first things that we learned in the queues. Okay, now let's go to the Birchas Kehanim. Birchas Kehanim, the truth is, it's not just Birchas Kehanim. We say, Yivrech Hashem v'yishmerech lo yo Hashem panav lecha v'yichad yisho Hashem panav lecha v'yosim lecha shalom. There's another pasuk. After you say, V'samu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarechim. What is the Kehanim? The Kehanim are giving a bracha. Who are the Kehanim to give a bracha? All bracha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the truth is, the pasuk according to the first Pshat and Rashi, okay, they didn't pay Rishon what this means, but according to the first Pshat and Rashi, Einachanam, the Kehanim, they're not giving a bracha, the Kehanim are just setting up the environment. The Kehanim are saying, Ribbono shel Olam, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yoreh Hashem panav elecha v'yivarecha, Yisrael Hashem panav elecha v'yosim lecha shalom. They're setting the stage of what is bracha. And then v'samu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorichem. Hashem pushes the button and the bracha comes. It's like you set up the screen with the email and then Hashem presses send. Right? The Kehanim, they just arrange all the details and then Hashem sends it. Where do we see that? Let's look at the Sim Shalom. The Sim Shalom, we have the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Sim Shalom, what's the first thing we say in Sim Shalom? Shalom. Shalom is the last of the Baruch Hashem, Sim Shalom, Toiv of Racha, Chain, Vechens, Rachma, Lein, Vechol, Shamecha. Next. Barchein, Vechol, Kulanu, Kulanu, Kechad, Be'or, Panecha. That's the middle. The middle is Yoyer Hashem Panav Elecha Vichuneka. Ki v'or panecha nesat elonu Hashem Elokeinu Tarascheim Yavascheso Utzdaka Uvracha V'rachem Mechaim V'Shalom. And then the last expression is Yivarechecha V'toiv Be'inecha Livarech Es Amcha Yisra B'chol Eitz V'chol Shah B'Shlomecha. So the truth is Birchos Kehanim is not to be viewed in isolation. Birchos Kehanim is a part of Sim Shalom. It's in between, we'd say, Modim and Sim Shalom. It's part of the Avodah. But you cannot separate Birchos Kehanim from Sim Shalom. Just like you can't separate Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avraham V'Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak V'Elokei Yaakov, that sets the stage. And then we conclude, Melech, now that the stage has been set, we need help. Melech Oizer Umoshia Umogain, and that directly corresponds to what we have established, first in, last out. It's exactly what we do with Birchos Kehanim and from Sim Shalom, and it's based on the Pasuk. Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yoher Hashem panav elecha. We're not giving you the bracha. Hashem is giving you the bracha. We're just here as representatives to wake you up to this realization that Hashem is going to give you the bracha. And then after we put into place, first in Yivarechecha, Yoher, and Shalom, then v'samu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarechem. Hashem will send down the bracha. That's what Sim Shalom is. The Kehanim set the stage, and then we work backwards. Now, Ribbono shel Olam, be true to your word. V'ani avarechem. Sim Shalom, toivo v'racha. Chein v'ches rachma leinu v'kol yishamecha. And then we go, ki v'or ponecha nosat v'an Hashem v'lachinu terascha v'yavas chesed. And then we come to the end, v'tov b'inecha l'vorecha sim yivarechecha. It's a very beautiful approach. It's not my idea. I saw this somewhere. It's very to put. Where did I see this? I don't remember. See, I don't have. I'm prepared on shoes. I didn't have able to write down. I just everything in just a big fog in my head. But these ideas, these two, and what's very. When I read this, the first thing that came to mind is it's such a shame because in most shuls, okay, we unfortunately only have Birchos Kehanim in America, Chutz Le'aretz. Not everyone has the fortune of going to Eretz Yisrael that often. So we only have it on the Moadim, very rarely. And in I can't say every shul, but many places I've been in, the Sim Shalom gets a raw deal. It's butchered. it really gets a royal deal. Everybody's like, okay, they sing very in some places nicer, some places faster, slower, this, that. And then, whew, it's over. Now let's get out of here. Fast as possible. Sim shalom. And they swallow it up. And it's chaval. Because it's like you've set the stage, you've prepared the table, and now you don't need anything. It's all a waste, and that's really what it is. These two are integral. You cannot separate one from the other. It's probably more important that we should focus on the Sim Shalom than to focus on the Birchas Kohanim. Isn't that a religion of hocus pocus? The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that gives the bracha. Go segulas to the Mekubalim and to Rebbes. That's not where it comes from. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one that gives the bracha. The Kohanim are just a channel for the bracha. The Kohanim and the Sim Shalom. It's kedai to keep in mind these two things. They go together. They are linked. The same way, first in, last out, the same star we have in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei with the Avos, Lukei Avim, Lukei Yitzchak, Lukei Yaakov. Let me tell you another word by Birchas Kohanim. Few questions. First of all, why is it in Chutz Liaretz we don't do Birchas Kohanim? It's a big mystery. Big, big mystery. There's no Simcha. You have to be in the state of Simcha. Some want to say we're not the Simcha. So we only do it in Eretz Yisrael. Only except for the Moad. Okay, that's an answer. It doesn't satisfy, doesn't really answer the question 100%, but that's the popular answer. We're not in the state of Simcha. Okay, another question. Why do the Kohanim bless with their hands? What's all that about? Next question. Why do we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go further? What's going on? So I want to suggest the following insight. Where else in Tanakh, in Chazal, in the Torah, do we find one person blessing someone with their hands? We find it by Smicha. We just finished. It's very interesting. The Parshas Noso usually 95% of the time comes after Shavuos. Occasionally it's before, but most of the time it's after Shavuos. What is Shavuos? Matan Torah. What is Matan Torah? The Shalshelis of Torah. Moshe kibul Torah miSinai. Moshe Yeshua. Yeshua is Kainim. Is Kainim Levim. And so on and so forth. When one generation gives over Torah to the next generation, how is it given? Smicha. Hashem told Moshe, the Samach Yodoi, rest your hand. Moshe was a Toiv Ayin, he rested two hands. Okay, but it comes with Smicha. So we have a precedent that Smicha is used to transfer something that exists from one generation to the next generation. If we take that idea and we apply it to Birchas Kohanim, what it reveals to us is the brachas that we are receiving, Birchas Kohanim, are not necessarily new brachos. These are brachos that were given to the Avos. Hashem blessed the Avos. I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. What was the primary bracha Hashem gave to the Avos? Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. And you're going to live there, and you're going to live there, and you're going to develop, and you're going to be Samigdash, and you're going to multiply. You're not going to be able to count your children. We're in Eretz Yisrael. That was the primary bracha in Eretz Yisrael. If the Kohanim are giving us a bracha through smicha, through the raising of the hand, that reveals to us that the bracha is being handed down from a previous time. And the earliest bracha that we can attribute to ourselves is from the Avos. And that therefore means the Birchas Kohanim, what we're really doing is they're giving over to us from the previous generation the brachas that Hashem already gave to the Avos. Now we can understand why we have another pasuk, the Samu Shmiel B'nei Yisrael, Va'ani Alvarachem. Hashem says, after the Kohanim do their thing, I will then give new bracha. So Birchas Kohanim really involves a double bracha. It involves the transferring of the old bracha from the Kohanim, from the previous generation to the next generation, followed by a new dosage of bracha that is unique to each generation. That explains why there are hands. That explains why Vani Avarachim. And also explains why we limit Birchas Kohanim to Eretz Yisrael. Because Birchas Kohanim, the Iker, is the bracha that Hashem gave the Avos. And the bracha Hashem gave the Avos was primarily for Eretz Yisrael. And Chutz Liaretz, We're not looking that Hashem should bestow His bracha of Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlitz, because it's not where we belong. We don't belong here. The Mela, we hold back. We don't abuse Birchas Kehanim every single day. In Chutz Liaretz, we reserve for unique select times. So an approach to why we have Birchas Kehanim. Okay, that pretty much covers it. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Parshas Naso.
I just want to remind, next Friday is the CM, and we have to put together some numbers, so we'll do it by order.